Living Jesus.
Amen.
It's a privilege to be in the presence of God this afternoon. I pray as you open your mind, you open your heart to listen to this message, God will bless you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Who can remember about last week's sermon preached by Pastor Paul? Pastor Paul is ready to give maybe dollar. If you can.
Okay.
If you can remember, what is the title of that sermon, the topic?
Grace.
More important than blessing. Okay. Grace, more important. The purpose of grace is blessing.
Okay, $2 for that.
Yeah, I want the price. I'll collect my. So, actually, I was not there, but when I came, I checked the program. I saw it. Something really touched me. And when he defined grace, the place that grace is bending down. Amen. To show kindness to somebody. Amen. You know, it's very difficult to bend down. Have you ever seen a very tall person before? Bending down to give somebody to somebody that is very short, not tall. Very difficult, right? Holy man, Paul. Really, it's very difficult. But here, God is bending down to show us mercy.
Amen.
The King of Glory is bending down to show us mercy. That is grace. So I was touched by the definition. Go beyond what we used to hear about grace. Is that grace is unmerited favor. It's more than that. Anybody can favor you. But grace is special. Grace comes from God. And grace is related to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So here we are going to talk about sufficient grace. That grace you heard about last week is sufficient. It's enough to keep you going.
Amen.
Sufficient grace. Let's read at our scripture. Ephesians. Actually, it's 2. Okay, you can see on the board. From verse 8 and 9. We are going to read together. So raise your voice and read. I want you to really understand this scripture. If you understand it, then you can know what grace is all about. Okay, let's read together. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of work, that no one should boast. By. Anywhere you see by is like means of doing something. Then through. You can walk through a road. You can pass through somewhere. So it's like, by grace, you have been saved. The means, foundation of your salvation is grace. Even though you pass through the road of faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Faith is just a road that leads you to your salvation. But grace is the bus that takes you from where you are to your destination, which is salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So grace is a gift of God. A gift. Actually, this gift is a compound gift that have a lot of things inside. When we are talking about grace, gift of God, God is giving us something that we cannot afford, that our money cannot afford, our fame cannot afford, our riches cannot afford. What man cannot do for you, see, God came down and did it for us. Say another grace is a privilege to live the life of God. Actually, from the beginning, we are given life of God. When God created Adam, God breathed into the nostril of Adam, and he became a living soul. So the life of God came into Abraham, into Adam, and Adam became a man. And Adam represents humanity. Adam, they refer to Adam as a man, source of all men. So privilege, God has given us privilege to live the life of God. But I was reading throughout the epistle, most of Paul's epistle, there is no chapter that you will not find the word grace. When you start from Romans to Corinthians, or to throw out the revelation, you always see grace there. Even the one that Paul was not written, grace is there. That means that grace is very special and it's important. I say, I don't know why Paul always mentions any letter. In fact, this is the sign that you can quickly know that Paul is the writer of this passage. He always mentions grace of God to you, grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to you, to Corinthians, to Romans, to every one of them. So grace is important. Actually, we look at the New Testament as the foundation of grace. As the foundation of grace, but grace started unrevealed. Even when you look at Pastor Paul preaching, he quoted the word grace. He quoted it from where? Old Testament. He talked about Abraham, the blessing of Abraham. Then he talked about in Numbers. All came from. Even though grace has not been revealed, because Jesus Christ has not been revealed, but grace still apply in the Old Testament. Amen. Why? I said the foundation of grace in the Old Testament. When we read the book of Revelation 13, my main place, the where I underline, is what I really want us to focus on. This one is talking about those that will not, that did not accept Jesus Christ. But it talks about Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world. Before anything, before we are created, before you came to being, that Lamb has been slain. Who was that Lamb?
Jesus Christ.
That was in the Old Testament. A Lamb has been slain because Jesus, our God, knows everything. He knew Adam is going to fall. And already God has prepared grace for humanity so that we can be recovered into the family of God. Amen. That was the reason that Lamb was slain in the foundation of the world. Let's look at the creation. He talked about, okay, in creation, Romans 5:12, we read together. Romans 5:12. Okay, we can read from our pamphlet. Okay, let's go. Wherefore, as by one man sin enter into the world, and death by sin, and so death pass upon all men. For that all have sinned. How many? Sin. All have sinned. Now he's not talking about Adam alone. See, all, including you, including me, everyone in the world, we have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. And Adam represents humanity. He said, all have sinned and died. Because Adam die, you die. Adam die, I die. Because he represents us. That is the reason another Adam, the second Adam came, which is Jesus Christ. Through who we receive salvation. So in creation, grace was made available. If not, humanity will not be recovered. But God showed us his grace. Even when Adam committed sin, immediately God brought a lamb and king. He represents Jesus Christ, who take away the sin of the whole world. By that little sacrifice, by that slaying of the lamb, we are recovered. Even though Jesus Christ has not been revealed, but is there, and that grace is sufficient for us. Tell somebody beside you that God's grace is sufficient for you. God's grace is sufficient for you. In every aspect of life, God's grace is sufficient. In Noah, Genesis 6:8, it says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Anywhere you find the word grace, Jesus Christ, even though not be revealed, is there. No, Noah was in the world like the other people. What made him special? He came from Adam. And the Bible said, all have sinned. He was even a sinner. But what make him different? He found grace. Grace in the sight of God. Among all those who live in the world at that time, only Noah found grace. And God told him, go and prepare, build an ark, so that all your family can enter. That ark, the same, represents our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the whole world will be saved.
Amen.
You see, anywhere grace appears, Jesus Christ is always there.
Amen.
Even though not be revealed, he's there, always. That grace is so sufficient. Even if you can look beyond the blessing. Blessings is a purpose. Blessing is taking you to your destination. Not the purpose. Not the destination. Grace of God.
Amen.
Is to live the life of God completely. Even in this sinful world, when you live the life of grace, you are always victorious.
Amen.
I say, the grace of God is sufficient for you.
Amen.
Don't think about your situation. Just look upon Jesus Christ and see the grace that is more abundant for you.
Amen.
Say the grace of God is sufficient. Another one is Abraham. Abraham, Genesis 22. We are going to read this together. I didn't write up, but I will explain. Let's read. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there, and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you are not without your son, your only son from me. Then Abraham lifted off his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his son. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the month of the Lord, it shall be provided.
Amen.
You see? Do you sense something there? Also, there was a ram there. The grace of God is always by his people. He wanted to kill his child. Don't kill your child. I know that now you fear me. Okay, don't worry. Jesus Christ has already died. Just take that ram, kill it, and go home. The grace is sufficient for you. I tell you, the grace of God is sufficient for you.
Amen.
The grace of God is sufficient for you.
Amen.
The grace of God is sufficient for you.
Amen.
Even Abraham was called out from all, right? Was he the only person in that nation? What made him special?
Grace.
Grace made him special. God called him out. He said, go to where I will show you. In the book of Romans, chapter 4, he said, it's not by work that Abraham was saved. It's not by work that God counts Abraham as a righteous person. He said, it's not by work. In that Romans 4, he said, in Old Testament, David said, blessed is the man who is sin is not counted unto him. Blessed is the man. Somebody that, even though you sin, God never see that sin. But God look at the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and look over your sin and say, my son, you are righteous. That grace is so sufficient. If only we can live by the grace of God. If only we can forgive, just let go all our struggle and just focus on the grace of God. The grace is so sufficient. It's so sufficient. Now, I see grace as a second chance. What I mean by second chance, I don't want you to misinterpret it. We have been given a chance to live the life of God. In Genesis, the Bible says, in the midst of the garden, there is a tree of life. But God wants people to take from that tree of life so that they can live. But instead, Satan deceived them. Say, why? Come. Eve, did God say you should not eat out of this, all the tree in this garden? He said, no. Then come on, eat, your eye will open. And he ate. It deceived them. That grace is there in the garden. The life of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is only when the life is contained in you that grace looks more sufficient. When this life of Jesus Christ is not there, you struggle. You struggle so much. But when the life of God is in you, when the seed of our Lord Jesus Christ is in you, the grace is so sufficient for you. Second chance, because we lost our first chance. God created us and gave us life, the life of God, the divine life. Not a normal life, not a flesh life, but the divine life. But because of the sin that we committed, Adam committed on our behalf. Because of the sin that Adam committed, that he passed to all of us. So we are separated from the life of God. But the second chance is our Lord Jesus Christ. The second chance of the grace is what we see now in New Testament, where Jesus Christ is fully revealed as the man of grace. So we have the second chance. Let's look at the Ephesians 2:5-7. Okay, let's read together. Even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus, that he might display in the ages to come surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. You see that it's a second chance that God has given unto us. Even when we were dead in our sin, we are not qualified. We were still in our sin. But you see, it made us alive. Already, even before you came, God has already made you to be seated with Christ above power and authority. That is the grace of God. So in this New Testament, we find the grace as a second chance that God has given us to live the life of God. When you live the life of God, everything looks so good, so straight. Even though you face some difficulties, you don't even see those difficulties. You don't see those problems. You see the grace of God.
Amen. So,
let's move to my response to God's grace. I want you to listen very well to this area. First, let's read the scripture. 2 Corinthians 2:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessity, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. When I am weak, then I am strong. Amen. Are you looking at your weakness? This Paul apostle, he complained, God, I have something in me, take this thing away. His complaint was not fully written, but I just imagine how he was complaining. God, yes, you used me. You used me to heal so many sick people. I heal people, yes. Then blind people are healed, those that are sick, those that are in prison. You used me so well. Why this thing on me? Take it away, Lord Jesus. But the response is, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. It's when we don't, when we look beyond those difficulties, that is when we see the grace of God. Because the person that is in us is greater than those difficulties. That's what God is telling Paul, why are you looking at this weakness? This weakness cannot hinder you to achieve your goal. This weakness cannot stop you. You are unstoppable because the creator of the whole world, all the universe, is inside you. That is the grace of God.
Amen.
Are you looking at your weakness? Don't look at your weakness. Look within. Christ, Lord Jesus, is enthroned within you.
Amen.
Grace of God is so sufficient. If only the Christian can just focus on the grace of God. If we can look beyond our weaknesses. If we can look beyond our struggle. If we can look beyond our sickness. The grace is so sufficient. When you are a man of grace, nothing can stop you. You are unstoppable. When you are a man of grace, you cannot be sick. Even though you are sick, you don't see that sickness. You are going. You are going to the destination. That sickness cannot stop you.
Amen.
Nothing can stop you when you are a man of grace.
Amen.
I think what you will do is to focus more on the grace of God that is so sufficient for us. What is meant by sufficient is abundant everywhere, every aspect of your life. The weakness is nothing. We have to look at Paul. Now, we refer to Abraham as the father of faith. Not because of his righteousness, but because of the grace of God. Do you know that Abraham was 99 years before he gave birth to Isaac? What if Abraham have lost hope? I say, I think this God cannot save me. I think this God cannot give me child. It's ask God. He said, God, I'm getting old. Don't you see? And this, the son of Agai, Ishmael, will be my heir. God, do something. God said, in blessing, I will bless you. It's just a promise. That promise. Hold on to the promise of God. It might be late to you. It seems late, but God knows the perfect time.
Amen.
See Abraham today, everybody, we are claiming. We are children of Abraham. Abraham's blessing is mine. Because Abraham, he relied on the grace of God. He never lose hope. Even though he was in my data, in my evil time, today or tomorrow. 99 years, he became, at that age, he became the father of all nations.
Amen.
It's never too late. You can become what you want to become.
Amen.
Nothing can stop you when you have the grace of God. You can reach your destination. Bible always encourages us. No wonder. He said, in trials, rejoice in all trials. When you rejoice, you are telling Satan, you cannot stop me. Nothing you can do. Yesterday, day before yesterday, I was so sick. And for me, I didn't like to go to hospital as such. I was praying. I prayed. The sickness was still there, still feel. Something just came to my mind. I just take oil. This oil is blood of Jesus. I pray. I drink the oil and rub all the oil. I just went and sleep. And you believe? When I woke up, I'm getting better. The grace of God is sufficient. It's only when we begin to look at that problem. That problem is no problem. It's not there. It's just a shadow. When it stands there, when you go there, it will move. It will move. That mountain will move. As you move, as you keep moving in the power of God, nothing can stop you. The grace of God is so sufficient.
Amen.
Tell somebody, sufficient grace.
Sufficient grace.
Sufficient grace. No, he might not understand what it meant by grace. Grace is so big. Tell him again. Sufficient grace.
Sufficient grace.
Grace of God is sufficient for us. Grace of God is sufficient for us. Paul said, when I'm weak, that time that I'm weak, then I'm strong. It looks as if the English is not correct. Right? You're weak and you're strong. How? But physically you might be weak. But stronger person is within you.
Amen.
Physically, they can see you as a poor person. You are richer than the world. Physically, you can have one difficulty or the other. I'm telling you, the difficulties, they are just a shadow. They are no more there.
Amen.
Because of what? Grace of God is sufficient.
Oh.
Grace of God is sufficient for us. In my conclusion, I said grace is the gift of God. Do you agree with me? We never work for it. Even before we are created, grace of God has been waiting for us. That separates us from sin. Okay, before I forget, there's one aspect I want to talk about. In Romans chapter 7, Paul says something. He said, can we continue in sin? As the grace of God should abide, there's one conflict to the grace of God. It's when you continue in sin. When you continue, get me right. When you continue in sin, when you sin, you can repent of your sin and God will accept you. But when you continue in your sin, the grace is there. But maybe you are not available for the grace. In Jesus' name, we'll be available for God's grace.
Amen.
Paul talks so much about it. How can we, that we are dead to sin, how can we continue in sin anymore? It's not possible. It is not possible. I want us to think very well. Anything, just no sin can withhold you. Even the power of sin has been crushed on the cross. They just come. Satan bring them. Say, okay, come on, enjoy this thing. Enjoy life. You don't know when you are going to die. Better enjoy your life now. That is a deceit. Tell him, the Bible called Satan father of lie. Because he deceived the first man in the garden. So, you have to look at that one. Whenever he comes to you, say, I know you. You deceive Adam. You cannot deceive me. The Lord Jesus Christ, the second Adam, lives in me. And the grace of God is so sufficient. So what we are going to do, let's separate ourselves from sin. Sin is the only conflict to the grace of God. When you separate yourself from sin, even to separate yourself from sin, it's not your power. Just rely on that grace. Just rely on that grace. It takes you where you want to go. It takes you to your destination. Grace of God is sufficient. So sufficient for us. In conclusion, grace is the gift of God. Tell somebody, grace is the gift of God.
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 That separates all from sin.
Reconcile us back to God.
Impart us with divine life.
And
empower us to live a godly life in this sinful world. You get it? Let's repeat it. I want you to register it in your heart. Grace is the gift of God. That separate us from sin. Reconcile us to God. Impart us with divine life. And empower us to live a godly life. In the sinful world. That is grace. And that grace is so sufficient for you. That grace is so sufficient for you. That grace is so sufficient for you. My brother, grace of God is sufficient for you. Don't look elsewhere. Don't look at your weakness. Don't look at your pockets. Don't look at your background. Don't look at your education that is not, maybe your education is not enough. God is not looking at that. God is looking at his seed in you, what he has planted in you. He's looking at the Lord Jesus Christ, who has gave his life for God to give it. He said, God bend low to show kindness to us. That is grace. We are going to stand with prayer. If it is just God, your grace is sufficient for me, you can pray. Just begin to pray that God, your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. In my weakness, let your grace prevail. In my weakness, let your grace prevail. Let your grace be sufficient for me. Lord Jesus, your grace is sufficient. Lord Jesus, your grace is sufficient. Lord Jesus, your grace is sufficient. Lord Jesus, your grace is sufficient for me. It's sufficient for me. It's sufficient for me. It's sufficient for me. It's sufficient for me. Lord Jesus, your grace is sufficient for me. Lord Jesus, your grace is sufficient for me. Lord Jesus, your grace is sufficient for me. By the reason of your grace, nothing can stop me. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. No power